so grateful you are.
I wish you would anyway, but I hit the wall. I just hit the wall. I'm not a problem you can solve. Weighing the cost impossible. I hit the wall. I hit the wall. The case you play in the hallway. Hallucinations that I downplay. I'm numb till I'm making for the sharp pain. Watch my plane ricochet. Funny, ain't it? Flashbacks of my life. What a waste of, what a shame. Breakdowns, you'll bend to my silence, it's so loud, and then you'll lose me to the crowd. Hit the wall, I just hit the wall. I'm not a problem you can solve. Hit the wall, I just
about. I got something I want to talk about.
Percent one of my songs of the summer. That was Choosing Texas by Ella Langley from her album Dandelion. She was, I don't know if she still is, but she was on the Dandelion tour this summer, and she came right by me, and I did not get to go. Tickets were sold out and were being resold for insane amounts of money. So unfortunately, I didn't get to go see Ella Langley this summer, but I know many people did, and I'm really jealous. So what else did we play? Oh, Bring Your Love, Madonna, Sabrina Carpenter. She's got Confessions 2 out, y'all. If you're looking for a nice, dancey, vibey Madonna album, Confessions 2 is out. And it features a lot of songs just like Bring Your Love. Danceteria I love. And there was like another one. I can't remember the name of it. But again, great album. And I love that Madonna is kind of back in the game. Not that she ever left, but you know what I mean. Gracie Abrams, Hit the Wall. By the way, you may have not heard Hit the Wall or Stupid Song if you're streaming. The stream did literally go down right at the start of my show, so I went and reset it. We should be all set now. Hello, if you weren't here at the beginning, you're listening to Lucas's Lit Tunes. I'm DJ Lucas. I'm also the general manager of Wony. But yeah, Hit the Wall, Gracie Abrams from the new album Daughter from Hell. Wow, that album was great. Really cannot get through the title track without bawling, but that's fine. And then, of course, Stupid Song by Olivia Rodrigo, my all-time favorite song and probably favorite song ever right now. Just so good. All right, next up, we did, in fact, you know, it couldn't have been a summer of all these pop girlies and everything releasing all this music without Taylor Swift. And, you know, she knew she just had to get in. She knew it. Do you see where I'm going here with this? She knew it that she needed to release a song this summer, and she sure did. I unfortunately did not get to see the movie that the song is for yet, Toy Story 5. But if you guys have heard good things, and or have seen it, I would love for you guys to, like, you know, tell me to go see it. I'm probably going to. I think it's out now. It's probably on Disney Plus at this point. I'm going to do my best to watch it because I do really love this song, and I know that it's involved in the movie. This is I Knew It, I Knew You by Taylor Swift. And I really, really love it. It's got a really nice nostalgic vibe. It reminds me, like, exactly of my childhood almost. Like, I don't know. It just, like, if my childhood had a sound, it's this song, and I'm obsessed with it. We also have some somber, more Olivia Rodrigo and Phoebe Bridgers coming up. So keep it locked. Stay tuned. 90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta. Here is Taylor Swift with I Knew It, I Knew You.
The grass in summer, parachutes for the free fall of being younger. I memorize the sound of your barefoot steps running wild. It's been a long time. Life has ways of leaving those days behind, but seeing you tonight, I remember I loved you. Came back when it mattered. I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. But it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew you. I knew it, I knew you. I knew you. All your blues like a mood ring, changing colors. You did too. There were times we could fight like brothers. I watched you drive around the bend for what I thought would be the last I saw my friend, but love has ways of bringing things back to life. All you said was hi, and I remembered I loved you. Came back when it mattered, I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew. Came back when it mattered, I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Yeah, it's been a while. Oh, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while. It's been a while. Wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while. But I knew it, I knew you. When that same smile,
thoughts in my room. Feeling so alone, might as well be on the moon. The thought of finding the antidote with you. The thought of finding the antidote with you. But my head is full of poison and my heart is full of doubt. I got toxins in my bloodstream. You try. Cut your hair impatiently.
Phoebe Bridgers with her new album, Lost Weekend. That was the first single from the album Lost Boys. I also played The Cure. I want to talk about The Cure for a second because that song came out very close to the end of last semester, or maybe after. I can't remember. But honestly, such a good song. Olivia Rodrigo actually sent us a little note to Woni, and I'm going to read it for you. Wait, Grace, can you get it? It's like on the table over there. I forgot to grab it because I'm funny, which is totally fine. But she sent us a CD, and she also sent us a little note, and I want to read it to you guys. So it says, so first of all, when I got back, I looked at the packages, and I saw this cardboard package that said OR on it with, like, the logo, and I was like, oh my god, that's crazy. So it says, hi, I'm so excited to share one of the first physical copies of my new song, The Cure, with you. The Cure explores the quiet parts in a relationship where we begin to doubt, fear, and eventually unravel. It is also one of my favorite songs I've ever written. I hope you love it and play it loud and often on your station. Thank you for supporting the arts in your community. And I think this is so amazing and so cute, and it is an amazing song, and we will be playing it loud and often on our station. So thank you to Olivia Rodrigo, or Olivia Rodrigo's promoter. I love your album. It's really good. It's like album of the summer, low-key. Next up, I have Ariana Grande. So we got Petal this summer, and I'm indifferent about it. I love the album. Don't get me wrong. It's a great album. Not my favorite by her. Great album still. I'm a little nervous that this is her goodbye album, though. There's some songs in there where I'm like, ooh, I think that this is like she wants to say goodbye. I have a lot of opinions on the people who talk about Ariana Grande, and it makes me upset how much she is criticized. But you know what? That's a debate for another time. Perhaps a stereotypes episode. Anyways, here is the first song off of Petal with the best intro I've ever heard for the start of an album. This is Kiss Me by Ariana Grande.
Chasing you.